Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality for my people in the United States of America, who has been lost and now found for the last 400 years. The great problem of the United States today, it is this lost and found people who was brought here for the purpose of doing slave work and becoming the property of the United States citizens, the white citizens of America. We were brought here in our fathers not for the purpose of being made citizens of America, not for the purpose of being given equal rights with white American citizens, not for the purpose of granting to us civil rights, not for the purpose of intermarrying with the white people to become part of the family of the white people, and not for the purpose of sharing equally in this particular country called America in the Western Hemisphere, not to be landowners, not even to have the rights to do anything above the rights of a servant or a slave for the white people of America. This is what we were brought here for. This is what we have been used for. There is no justice in the law of America's courts or Constitution that we can claim belongs to us. There is no law or justice for us in America, only that which is granted to us, but not by rights of the people or the white citizen of America. There never will be 100% vote for equal justice for the so-called Negro, even under the law of America. He wasn't brought here for that purpose. He was only brought here according to the old slavery card of the white slave masters, for the purpose of being a slave and a piece of property owned by the slaveholders. And they got so far in their court of laws under slavery that even the so-called Negro can never redeem himself. He always and must remain the property of the American white people. Today, throughout America, there is trouble going on between her once slave and herself. The trouble continues to rise. There are organizations of my people throughout the country wishes to be the property of the American white people. They wish to continue to be the property of the white man. They don't want no redemption or a redeemer. They don't want to go for themselves. They don't want to have the responsibility of caring for them or carving out a future for their people like other nations. They have become lazy slaves who want to be granted just the right to live side by side with the slave master's children as equal with the slave master's children, and to share in not say the land of the country, but just share in the opportunity of getting employed wherever they possibly can, where the white man has created the employment for his people. And the man and claim by the leaders of my people is for equal employment practices. Though when we look at the real, true side of the matter, we must change this foolish idea of the man. We must remember that if we are free, we must act as free people. We must remember, especially the NAACP, that if we are free people, we must demand the freedom of actions and not say demand a chance to beg white America for what she has and force her to give it to us against her will. This I say to you, the NAACP, we can never get a future for our people on no such terms. The terms that you are seeking and the fair employment practice for our people cannot be given freely to you and me until we are able to produce something worthy to be called a free people. We just have to come and talk face to face with truth. You are trying to demand something that could change overnight, even in another administration. It could be changed. Even if civil rights is passed in this administration for the next 4 years, it too could be changed, because there is so many white people don't want to give the poor white slave civil rights, which I would say is limit and can be taken away from the so-called Negro at any time under any other president or Congress if they want to. The white people by majority can change anything in the Constitution that they want to if they don't like it for the Negro. This you must understand, my dear leaders of this civil rights and integration. Move. Myth. You have a great ability today to do something for self, but you're wasting that ability, education, and energy up into something that will never materialize to the good of the so-called 22 million Negroes. These once free people in Africa would have been very much satisfied if they had remained there and been with their brothers there today trying to get freedom for Africa, for the African. They would have did a sight better job than you are doing, who are trying to get equal justice under the law of America's, wherein our fathers was never promised no such. They would have been better off to have lived in the jungles and drink the milk out of coconuts and ran around and chased monkeys for their food or some reptiles than to have been here bound in the mental chains of slavery. And then after 400 years, instead of their leaders trying to loose them for eternal freedom and eternal justice and eternal equality, they are trying to tie them back into the hidden chains of absolutely free slavery. We have nothing that we can rely on but the promises of the American white people and their government. This is promises they can make to us. But carrying it out 100% is another thing. The president may be ever so kind and desirous to help us towards freedom and towards getting justice wherever that it demands for us or any human being. But nevertheless, he cannot control that other 99% of his people who thinks just the opposite. There is no 100% white thinking people for the good of the so-called American Negro. You won't find 100 standing out of 1,000 that thinks good for the so-called American Negro. You will not think that they are so evil and so envious towards the black man of America's freedom, justice, and equality, or a prosperous future, until you actually try to get such for the black man. When you go out to get freedom, justice, and equality for the black man in America, then you learn that nearly 90% of all the whites is against it. There is some that limits this freedom, justice, and equality to certain things. But to give it to them 100%, no. You will not hollify 90, but not upon me 10 out of 100 that want to see the Negro exercise freedom, justice, and equality along with the white man of America's 100%. Civil rights are human rights. Civil rights is limited, but human rights is universal. We should be seeking actually human rights. But the real thing that we should seek, it is the right to leave a people that have always been our enemies and still telling us to our face, we are still your enemies, we will never give to you no equal justice or equal rights among us. Look at what is going on all over the country. Look at what happens in courts. There is no equal justice in their court for him. This you know. Why should we argue with the American white people over what they have, over their own self and their own laws? Why should not we unite and ask Americans to let us go free for ourselves, as Israel did in the days of Pharaoh and Moses? Moses seek separation and not integration. He didn't argue with Pharaoh for civil rights nor human rights, but he argued with Pharaoh for the rights to leave Egypt and to leave the Egyptian, who had no love for Israel and who had no desire to see Israel prosper. How can we prosper in a government and among people who have no love for us? How can we build a future for our children among the people who are bent upon the destruction of our children by teaching them contrary to the way of right and the way to a glorious future of freedom, justice, and equality? How can we expect to win anything other than common free slavery? What we look like riding around over the country with the white citizens of America claiming now that we are their equals when they own every square mile of America? What can we boast of? If the civil rights, if the integration laws is made a law and is carried out according to the law in which they have made for such passage of bills, how can we feel independent as the white man in America when we see the whole country belongs to him, and when we see that he are the creators, the producers of all that we eat and all that we wear, and all of our homes is built, the material is created by his hand? Think over these things, civil rights leaders and integration teachers. I want you to take a look at the thing that is most essential for our future. We are 22 million people in America. And today, we see the whole world. Not just one place, but the whole world confused. And we see injustice handed out to our people day and night here in America. We see them throwing bricks through windows and a little explosive gas, which doesn't mean anything much. That is not getting no place for us. A people have no arms. A people that cannot produce arms, cannot have the freedom to make or build factories to manufacture arms for themselves. How can they win against a well-armed people? They cannot. Well, how can we do anything for our people? I say, my friends, we must remember that this problem of the so-called Negroes in America, lost and found, members of the aboriginal people of the earth, the black nation. The solution to their problem is a divine one. Try and solve it. Try and make attempts here and there throughout the country to solve this problem and lose. You cannot solve this problem without divine supremacy being on your side. If you are able to solve the problem of the so-called American Negroes through the courts of the American white people and under their laws, what I mean, solve their problem so they will have a future, so that they will be protected, so that they will have security wherever they be under the law, as any other man. You must think it over. You must be separated, and you must be on some of this earth that you can call your own, and you must go in for making laws for your own people and building a nation for yourself under divine supreme being guidance, as other nations has done. If you have this in mind, freedom, justice, and equality and security, protection for your people, you have to do this yourself. You cannot hope to do it yourself at the way this solution that you have to solve the problem. You cannot get it like that, because it's not in the very nature of the people to give their slaves equal with themselves or sheriffs in their country. They are not going to do that. So the solution to this problem is a divine one. God Almighty has appeared among you and has given out his purpose and aims to free you and deliver you from such confusion and from such evil treatment that you are getting from the hands of your slave master's children. If it's not solved by the divine supreme being, all that is said concerning